Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Hope everyone had a great weekend and enjoyed the Super Bowl. Congratulations to the Rams. Obviously a monster victory under some pretty serious adversity. OBJ going down. It sort of looked like if Odell had stayed healthy, I think the Rams probably walk away with that one in much easier fashion. But exciting game, twists and turns. I've seen that Matt Stafford no-look pass like a billion times on my feed this morning, and it never gets old. That is such an amazing play in such a big moment. For Matt Stafford to make that play in that game, I think he's finally shedding whatever label was put on him from his days in Detroit. Leading come-from-behind game-clinching victories in each of his postseason appearances with LA. I know Cooper Kupp got the most valuable player. I probably would have given it to Aaron Donald, but an amazing performance from Cooper Kupp. Great stuff. Great stuff. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Good to see you, Melissa. Good morning from California. Good morning from New York. I hope you're well. Stu, football. Yes, football. Lots of football. We got people. What's up, Oz? How you doing? Good morning, buddy. Hope you're well. Hit the like button. Yeah, hit the like button, people. Let me know you care. Robin, good morning. Mom and son doing great. So happy. Congratulations, Robin. So happy for you, buddy. It's so great. Hopefully the Packers will play on the other side of the pond this year, and I'll get to come see you guys. That'd be so great. Hope you're doing well, and hope son and mother are doing well as well. Jim, thanks for the super chat. Now that we are officially in the offseason, thanks for all your work during the last season. Thank you, Jim. Very much appreciated. Really, really means a lot. Alex, thanks for the super chat. What's your take on Andrew Brandt calling commitment to Rodgers a wasting of Love's pick and calling Green Bay a desperate boyfriend-girlfriend who wants to stay together? I mean, I understand his characterization in that tweet. I think it's an interesting framing. Just because they throw whatever money they're going to throw at Aaron Rodgers to keep him around for another 2 years, I still wouldn't consider the Jordan Love a wasted pick. Because you never know what's going to happen from play to play, much less game to game, season to season, as far as injuries, health, deterioration of skill, anything can happen. The worst time to look for a quarterback is when you need one. The Packers don't have to look for one for quite a while yet still. They have 3 years left with the fifth-year option on Jordan Love. So, yeah, I'm not of that opinion, but Andrew's more than welcome to it. Totally get it. And I would also point out that the Packers have made a lot of overtures, both publicly and behind the scenes, as far as their commitment to bringing Aaron back. And I have zero doubt of that. But it's also a very good way to make sure that the rest of the league knows, whether it's by Matt saying it into a microphone or whoever leaking things to Schefter and Rappaport, that they're going to commit to this two-year deal, $45 million per, et cetera, et cetera. Well, seems like the Packers are pretty serious about keeping Aaron Rodgers. If I were a team that was interested in trying to trade for him, I better come correct when I make that phone call. There are lots of layers to this. M, thanks for the super chat. Do you buy rumors on 12? In my opinion, they know he wants out and they want to put the blame on him leaking the news. A deal like that jeopardize our future. Go Pack Go. Yeah, I don't know if it's so. It's not that it would jeopardize the future, so to speak. It definitely kicks the can. You know, there's no doubt about that. But, I mean, you look around the NFL, there's plenty of teams been kicking the can for a long time, still winning lots of football games. Now, the bill always comes due. That's no doubt about that. Pittsburgh, New Orleans, they're going through it, you know, which is why I've advocated for a trade. You know, I understand it's not the most popular idea. I totally get it. But at some point, the bill comes due. And I'd much rather open a new window trying to win in a different way than keeping, you know, repeatedly banging your head against the wall. And here's the other thing I keep hearing from people, and I got it from Young Tyler last night. Young Tyler went on Twitter last night and said he's losing faith in the Packer way. I think your team did the in vogue thing last year and went all in, signing all these contracts, kicking the can down the street cap wise. Oh, and look, it didn't work. Careful what you wish for. The Packers went against their very nature, trying to keep the band together, going all in, pushing money out. And it didn't work. You don't need to look much further than the dangers of going all in than the 2021 Packers. Things set up perfectly. Great, deep roster, talent everywhere. Defense playing the best at the best possible time. But special teams and your quarterback playing below his MVP level sunk your battleship. That's how precious and precarious it can be. You know? Young Tyler, I didn't train you to be this weak. The Packer way is alive and well and doing just fine. They have to recommit to the Packer way rather than chasing rings fruitlessly. Build a window for a championship run, multiple runs, rather than desperately trying to grasp one last straw. We saw that with Brett. How'd that turn out? We're watching history repeat with Aaron. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. The Packers beat both of their ass. Bowl was nice. Now the Rodgers watch begins. Yeah, Packers did beat both of them. But, of course, the old adage, it's not who you play, it's when you play them. You know, that Rams team playing much differently than they were when they came to Lambeau in October. They were in the midst of a losing streak. They were in a very different spot than they were last night. But that said, you know, I think the Packers would have given a game in the NFC Championship game had it been on the cards. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Every QB needs to be bailed out now and then. Why only Rodgers, who takes the most flack when he needs it? Because every other team can bail their QB out. That makes zero sense. I have no idea what you're talking about. The internet has spent a decade blaming everyone else except for Aaron Rodgers. Are you kidding me right now? Have you been asleep for 10 years? Come on. Give me a break. Chris, again, thanks for the super chat. Congrats to the Rams, though. Can't help but yearn for what could have been. Also, you don't know if Rodgers progresses like he did without that pick, Love. That's a good point, Chris. I mean, it did seemingly fuel a fire under the now two-time MVP, two in a row. Who knows if he's allowed to just sit in complacency, if he rededicates himself the way he did watching that tape that he famously saw of some practice footage that made him change his approach. You know, fuels this run of exemplary play. Who knows? Carl, thanks for the super chat. 58 minutes of really good football, then the refs appeared. Thanks for all your work this season, Dags. Yeah, Carl, I resisted the urge last night on a lot of things on Twitter, but I resisted the urge to get my old tweet up, like, everyone has to remember we're here to watch the refs, because I thought, for the most part, last night, they did a great job of swallowing their whistles in big moments and not calling ticky-tack nonsense. But as Devondre Campbell put on Twitter this morning, that pass interference call near the goal line on Wilson is absolutely atrocious. I mean, that is a terrible call at the worst possible time, completely swings momentum of the game. And just even by any interpretation of the actual rule, it's not even close. It doesn't even rise to the occasion of pass interference. So, yeah, that was very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Bryson, thanks for the super chat. I trust Goot. I have lost all faith in 12 guys, tiny heart syndrome in the postseason. See, okay. Now that I got to push back on, because I don't think it has anything to do with, you know, his desire, his want to, his, you know, his drive to be great, etc. You know, he's all heart, man. He's all heart, motherfucker. Like, it's not a question of, like, you know, grit or determination or whatever cliche you want to throw on there, you know, but he does seem, especially his last couple of years, kind of lock up as the things get tighter and bigger moments against the best defenses, you know, and, you know, it is a team game and there are lots of other areas that could have been better. Lots of other players on that team that could have played better, but we all know at the end of the day, you're a quarterback. You are given way too much praise when things go well, way too much blame when things don't. Pumpkin Pie, thanks for the super chat. Buying or selling Goot stock, thank you. I think that's going to be an interesting offseason in that regard, right? I'm still buying. I think Goody's really good at what he does. I've said that many times. You know, I think he's assembled a team. I mean, for 3 years now, they've been in, you know, two NFC Championship games and then first seed this year. I mean, that doesn't just happen. I know Aaron Rodgers is really good, but, you know, they've got a really talented team. Now, that first year, I think there was a bit of, you know, ball bouncing their way kind of stuff along the way that resulted them being in that NFC Championship game, no doubt about it. They played well in spurts. But these last two teams that he's assembled, they were Super Bowl contenders. They were absolutely, you know, talented enough to win a Super Bowl both years. That's a good job on Gutekunst's part, I think. That's just me. Just something I'm into. Kevin, thank you for the super chat. The best time to start a rebuild is right before the start of World War III. Okay, all right. Not quite sure what that's in reference to, but is there a new movie coming out called World War III? All right. All in lowballing Beckham, question mark. Thomas, they had no money. They have no money. And as Jay Glazer said, go back and look at Glazer point blank said, OBJ always wanted to go to LA. Never had any interest of going anywhere else. So the Packers are supposed to what? Throw money at a guy who doesn't even want to come to Green Bay? And also, they had no money. I don't know, man. I don't know. Reading. It's fundamental. M, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I love the Packers way. Stick with it. I'm with you. Go talk to Tyler. We'll tweet at him or something. Or M, next time we're on the, what do you call it? The happy hour. Let Tyler know how you feel. Chris, thanks for the super chat. I'm speaking as of late, exposed to too many garbage NFC North fans. All I hear is, Rodgers is trash and always has been nonstop, and it's annoying. Why do you let those people bother you? I don't understand. This is something I try and teach my girls. These people only have the power that you give them. Look, people come after me all the time for everything. You know? I mean, and not just football stuff, like personal stuff. It's water off my back, man. They only have the power that you give them. You know they're wrong. Don't worry about it. Man, trash fans are trash fans. They're a dime a dozen. Be unique. Be better. Alex, thanks for the super chat. I start to wonder why people still call this year's Green Bay team a complete team when special teams sucked hard all year like before, which makes the team incomplete. Yeah, because you know most people are always talking about offense and defense. No one's ever talking about special teams, including, it seems, the Packers. But yeah, no, the people are always talking about offense and defense. Oh, it's a complete team. They're complete on both sides of the ball. You know, there's this other part that's kind of important, as we saw. Old and cold is a heart condition. Nah, old and cold is just old and cold. It's got nothing to do with heart. Wait, Walter, before I get to you, accidental. If you were in a flag football game, a pickup football game with like your family and friends, right? But it's like, say, in the winter, and you go outside and you can pick teams, right? But there's two choices for the quarterback. It's your father-in-law, who's like 68 with bad knees, or your nephew, who's like 19, not really good, but he's really young and spry and athletic and whatever. Who are you picking? You're picking the young guy. You know the old guy's going to be like lumbering around and like complaining and bitterly cold and want to go inside after five plays. You know? Old and cold is just Mother Nature, man. It's Father Time. It's undefeated. Nothing you can do about it. Walter, thanks to the Super Jet. If Rodgers leaves, who'd be the best QB in the North? Also, I'd love to be a fly on the wall in a Packers draft room and see their draft board. Oh, the draft board would be amazing. I've dreamt of like being in the room when they're like compiling it, right? As far as you're not going to like it, but if Rodgers leaves, who's the best quarterback in the North? It's probably Kirk Cousins. That is hurt to say, but it's true. Kevin, thanks for the super chat. Was talking about Ukraine. I'll stick to sports now. Ah, got it. Man, this ain't World War III. Come on now. Come on. Not to dismiss the importance, because it is very important, but A, this is a football chat, and two, it ain't close to World War III. Come on now. Come on. James. That's funny. Halftime show was dope. Yes, the halftime show was dope. A lot of that stuff is not the kind of music I've ever listened to. I thought Kendrick was phenomenal. I think he's so great. But the rest of it ain't my thing. But hey, I know lots of people enjoyed it, and that's great. I have lots of friends who were very excited, so it was good. And speaking of the halftime show, The annual Cheesehead TV halftime show review will be up tonight by Miss Madeline Negler. So be on the lookout for that. Negs, are you in the inner circle? Robin, I'm so far out of the inner circle. I'm if there's like, okay, there's the inner circle, Roger's inner circle, and then there's like the world, and then there's like the galaxy, and then the universe at large, and then whatever's beyond that, maybe like Doctor Strange and the multiverse type areas, then there's me. In relation to Aaron Rodgers, that's where I reside. So it's good. Marshall, thanks to the Super Chat. I saw an Eagles scenario on Bleacher Report where they get that we get their 15th, 16th, and 19th overall picks and Hurts for Aaron. Would that be enough for you? Why would they want Jalen Hurts? No. They've got Jordan Love. No. I like the picks. Don't mind the picks at all. Philip, I will take the MVP. I understand that. I understand that thinking. I understand people wanting to stick with Rodgers. Totally get it. They bring Rodgers back, though. Make no mistake. If they do not win a Super Bowl, it has been a complete failure, and then they have jeopardized the foreseeable future, and they have guaranteed that they will have to strip things back and rebuild, not reload, not kind of configure. Without a Super Bowl victory, it will be failure, complete and total. Like Vader talking to Luke about Ben Kenobi. Now your failure is complete. Those are the stakes. What else we got? What else we got, people? If 12 is gone, who's the vet they bring in? That's a good question, Blake. I don't know. I have to see who actually hits the market. Quarterback roulette is always kind of interesting in the offseason. I don't even know who might be available, who will be brought back to their teams, etc. But that's definitely something I think that would happen. And do not discount Kurt Benkert as a possibility as a backup. I do think they'll bring in someone like a Bortles or somebody. But I think they like Benkert, and I think Benkert's a good fit for this system. I'm not sitting here telling you that that's going to be the plan or that's the way they're definitely going to go, but I like what we saw from Benkert in the summer, and I think the Packers did too. Enough to, you know, let him compete for that backup spot. Again, I don't think it's going to be handed to him. He's got to, you know, make the throws, make the plays, run the offense, etc. But man, the raw material is definitely there. And he's been in the league a lot longer than you think. He's bounced around a couple teams, you know. He's got perspective. He's got a good handle on the NFL, the speed of the game, all that stuff. And like I said, man, he made plays. He made throws. He ran the offense. A lot to work with there. I mean, yes, there's some physical limitations, no doubt about it, but we're a backup QB. You could do a lot worse. I think he's got a shot to compete for it anyway. We'll see. Brian, thanks for the Super Chat. What moves would you make to get us under the cap in 2022? Which veterans stay, which go? I mean, I am no cap expert, as everyone is aware. I think extending Adrian Amos is a no-brainer to get some relief there from his from the cap hit his contract currently holds. I think extending Jair is a no-brainer to get immediate, kind of reduce his cap hit. Outside of that, I mean, there's a lot of other kind of small moves. I think, you know, Randall Cobb has got to be, if he's going to be back, which I assume if Aaron Rodgers is back, they're going to want to bring Randall back. And if that is true, they've got to renegotiate that deal. I can't imagine him coming back at $9 million for the year. But things like that, you know, there's no magic bullet, obviously, but those are some of the things I think they'll have to do. Scott, nice to the super sticker. Very much appreciated, buddy. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Like I said, later tonight, Madeline Negler's Super Bowl halftime show review will be up on the channel, so make sure you check that out. Be nice in the comments, people. In the meantime, hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.